After the Kincade fire, there's some talk of folks pulling up stakes, tired of the alerts, the blackouts, the evacuations. But for two residents of Hillsburg, the latest fire has only deepened their love of home. Pamela Lawrence has their story.
Elizabeth Holmes has lived in Healdsburg for 36 years. We met in the downtown plaza.
Healdsburg has always been a working town. We started out with agriculture around the time of the gold rush. We were very friendly to immigrants, particularly Italian immigrants who brought their wonderful wines. I've seen us go from, you know, sort of a little secret place that people didn't know about to a destination where people come to relax and enjoy the gorgeous wines that we produce, but also the beautiful surrounding countryside.
Tom Rebecki is a master guitar maker who's lived and worked in the area for 25 years.
So there's a culture in Healdsburg of guitars and guitar making. Has been for many years. And I'm so emotionally attached to this physical land. And from my perspective, this place, as you see it, is heaven on earth. It's the place I've built the best instruments of my life. So, you know, that makes this a cathedral for the work that I do.
He walked me around his land and described what he saw before his evacuation.
On Friday night, I could see the fire of the flames over the top of that mountain right there.
How far do you think we are
from? Oh, that's probably 2-3 miles up on top of what they call Baliachi Ridge, I think. Mm-hmm. The fire began to burn from way back over here. But I have seen in my life here, 25 years, I've seen this whole area on fire, I've seen that area on fire, but I've never seen that, you know, and that's Fitch Mountain and Healdsburg. They were able to keep it here, and then they decided that if it went over 101, that could be the end of Santa Rosa. So I think they had about 250 fire trucks up here. You know, while we were gone, they apparently pulled fire trucks into the backyard here.
The adage, disasters bring out the best in people, held true for the Kincade fire and the evacuations faced by residents.
On this road, there's a fellow about halfway down the road here. His name is Bud Eliff. Bud stayed with his water trucks. He stayed here for 2 days and ran up and down the road with his construction trucks, watering the entire neighborhood. He probably saved this neighborhood.
There was an overall sense of unity among neighbors. A spirit of cooperation and goodwill prevailed.
People really understood we all need to pull together and do this in a way where everyone's safe. Neighbors looked after neighbors, both before and after the fire. People came out on the street, are you okay? Are you okay? Do you need anything? Knocking on each other's door, making sure we all got the notices. So that was really great. And that was without any real organized effort to have a neighborhood watch or anything like that.
Despite the many challenges, attitudes remain positive.
It was a great lesson about what's valuable. I feel very grateful and lucky to have lived through this.
As wildfire preparations and response continue to improve, Elizabeth Holmes is hopeful and sees no reason to leave the Healdsburg area.
The outcome of this fire has been less loss of life, less loss of homes, and I predict that if another event happens like this, we'll be even better and more nimble. I would hate to see a terrible exodus because it really is a special, beautiful part of California.
I'm Pamela Lawrence with the KRCB North Bay Report.
You'll find more on the aftermath of the Kincade fire and resources for resiliency at norcalpublicmedia.org.